This is NASA Student Opportunities, a podcast connecting high school and college students with learning opportunities inside America's Space Agency. Episode 39, November 14th, 2007. I'm Dina Nunley. NASA's Education Associates Project offers college and university students and faculty the opportunity to experience science and technology in the unique environment of NASA. It's an opportunity to apply classroom theory to real-world problems, making science relevant, exciting, and fun. Internships run from 2 to 12 months and can start and stop at any time. The Education Associates Project is currently limited to post-secondary students, but our guest today had a unique opportunity to participate during the summer before her senior year in high school. Rachel Wittenberg is a freshman at the University of California, Berkeley. She's completed a couple of terms as an education associate at Ames Research Center in the Fluid Mechanics Lab during the last two summers. Did the summer that you spent with the Education Associates impact your senior year in high school and what you decided to do once you started college?
Absolutely, because I knew that I wanted to do something related to space as a career, but I wasn't really sure what would be the best thing to study in college. And aerospace engineering sounded like a really good fit, but it's also a very vague term. And when you say that you're an engineer, it's really confusing as to what you actually would do on a day-to-day basis. So being able to spend a couple weeks on an actual NASA base working with real aerospace engineers and doing engineering and learning about what they do with their time was really helpful for me in deciding what I wanted to major in. It was really useful for me to see if I were an aerospace engineer, it's not necessarily one specific thing that I would be doing. I could work with buildings more or ships more, or I could be a sports ball aerodynamicist. That, you know, there are a lot of different subsections of that. And also having people help me figure out possible career paths and different opportunities was very useful.
What projects have you been involved with as an education associate?
My favorite projects were actually last year's, because I was working a lot with one of the smaller wind tunnels in the building. Its maximum speed is about 50 miles an hour, so it's really good for things like soccer balls and, buildings and things that don't go, that don't have air traveling over them at very, very high speeds. So what I actually did was build a mount for that wind tunnel that would allow someone to put soccer balls or RC planes or sailboats in the test section, because we didn't really have an apparatus to do that. So I was able to put an RC plane in the wind tunnel and do some work with that. And I also actually was able to look at the 2006 Team Geist World Cup soccer ball, because it has different stitching patterns than a regular soccer ball does, and I wanted to look at the airflow over that. And that was actually really interesting, because we get a lot of tour groups in our building, and many of them think of NASA as only working with planes or space technologies. So it was really useful to be able to have something that a lot of people can relate to, so that they can see that aerodynamics is involved in aspects of our daily lives that a lot of people don't typically think about.
What are some of those applications of the research that you're involved with?
The applications for the soccer ball were more just an interest project. Not a lot of researchers had really been looking at the different airflow over the new soccer ball, even though a lot of goalies were complaining about an unpredictable flight path. But a project that I did during the school year and a little bit this summer was a lot more useful to other people. It was working with Habitat for Humanity homes in Central America, because many of the homes there have to be rebuilt after natural disasters, and they only can use available resources, so they don't have very expensive or sophisticated ventilation systems. So when someone is having a cooking fire inside the home, all the soot from that doesn't get vented out very cleanly, so it's really affecting people's lung health. So I was looking at a configuration for vents in the home to see, if you're rebuilding your home, where could you put openings in it that would help increase the natural circulation. And that was really cool, because we're going to try and send that information to some people that are working with that, so that when they're working in Central America, they know how to build better houses that won't cost any more time or money than older versions, but that would increase cleaner air that people would be breathing. So that's actually a really great application for us, because we like to do projects that benefit people in our society and in other societies, as opposed to, strictly only doing new technology kind of things. Because part of the NASA mission, as you probably know, is to not only look toward the future, but also to improve our own environment on Earth. So that was a really useful project for us to do.
Did you work on that this summer as well, or did you just work on that back in 2006?
That actually was my senior project through my English class at high school. So I came down to Ames every couple of weeks to work on it throughout the school year. So by the time school year had finished, I'd been working on it for a few months, and I didn't really want to do any more work with it. But one of the other interns in our building wanted to continue with it. So she's been doing a little bit more research on that during the summer.
And what have you done during the summer of 2007?
This summer, I did not have one main big project, but I've been kind of going around doing a lot of smaller things that needed to get done. For example, we have a graphic design group in the building that has a really cool camera mount that they use to take panoramas with, and they wanted to know up to what wind speeds could they be using the camera in before the pictures began to get blurry or before any of the mechanisms on the mount would start to bend or things like that. So we actually put the mount in the wind tunnel and took panoramas of it with no cameras, and then with a small camera, and then with a bigger camera, and then with a big camera and a really big lens to see how the mount would function under high wind speeds. And that was useful to them because sometimes they're in areas where they don't have very nice conditions for taking panoramas, and they wanted to know how that would affect their equipment. And that was also really fun, too, because we got to generate atmospheric boundary layers for that test, which is basically the area of the air that we live in. It's a couple hundred feet high on Earth. It's basically the atmospheric boundary layer is when the air is flat against the surface, the wind speed needs to be zero. So the air slows down and gets more turbulent as it gets closer to the surface of an object. So obviously the area where they would be standing in to take their panoramas would be in the boundary layer, and they wouldn't have the perfectly smooth, straight airflow that we have in wind tunnels. So we got to put spikes into the test section to generate the turbulent air that they would be working in.
You were also involved with Girl Scouts with your wind tunnel projects, is that correct?
Yes, we love the Girl Scouts. They come every year. They're a great group of kids. They're usually here for about a week or two all over the base doing different kinds of projects, and they typically spend about a week with us on and off. What we do is we actually have a model of the Wright Flyer that we hook up to one of the wind tunnels, and we attach it to strain gauges, and we're able to actually see how much of lift and drag there is in pounds. And that's really cool for us because it's a really hands-on project. The girls get to go and measure wind speed, measure the lift and the drag, and change the angle for the wing that we have mounted to the mount. And it's really fun because we have usually a couple groups of girls at a time, and we rotate through them. So all of them get to try all the different projects, and we get to spend all day working with them running tests. And then later we go through and we analyze the results that we got, and we write up a report. And at the end of the week, we all meet back together to discuss what happened. And that's really cool because I guess a lot of girls have trouble getting into science and technical fields, so it's really fun to be able to meet them all. And also, actually, one of the Girl Scouts from this year really was very interested in what we were doing and came back after her group left a few days later to spend some time with us and help us out for a couple of days in our office. And she was really helpful, and she's actually going to try and come back, I think, during the school year, maybe next summer as an intern. So that was really cool because she's a really awesome kid, and now we have this wonderful new intern, so that worked out very well.
Do you think you'll continue long-term to pursue the research you've started as an education associate?
Absolutely. This is such an interesting field, and there's so many different career paths that you can take from having this sort of a background. And what I really like about the building that I'm in particular is that we do a lot of work with other people around the center. So we get to see a lot of different projects and different things that we can do. So it's not necessarily only one type of work. We really get a big breadth of experience here.
What are your plans for the future, Rachel?
Well, I've got a couple years of college ahead of me. I'm probably going to be doing some graduate work after I finish my undergrad. I'm hoping to continue working with NASA in the future. So I'd like to get more flying time in as well. But I definitely want to keep working with NASA.
Rachel Wittenberg says she plans to major in astrophysics, and along the way, she's working toward a private pilot's license. If you're interested in more information about becoming an education associate, check out the link in this week's show notes. Go to www.nasa.gov/podcast and click on the NASA Student Opportunities podcast. What do you think is NASA's greatest exploration achievement in the past 50 years, and why? That is the question NASA is asking students for the second annual 21st Century Explorer podcast competition. Students will create an audio recording or video running 1 minute or less with their answer to the question. The contest is open to U.S. citizens ages 11 to 18. Podcasts will be judged on content, creativity, execution, clarity, and overall impression. The 15 finalists in each format, audio and video, and each age category, ages 11 to 14 and ages 15 to 18, will be displayed on the contest website February 14th through 28th, 2008. During that time, the public will vote for and select a People's Choice winner. In addition, first, second, and third place prizes will be awarded. Winners will be announced on the website February 28th, 2008. The podcast competition is an education and public outreach project designed to inspire and motivate the next generation of explorers. It's sponsored by the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics in collaboration with NASA. Entries are being accepted now through January 4th, 2008, or when the first 1,000 entries in each category are received. Format and file size requirements, as well as tips for creating audio and video podcasts, are available on the competition website. For more information about the 21st Century Explorer podcast competition, check out this week's show notes. Go to www.nasa.gov/podcast and click on the NASA Student Opportunities podcast. We want to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments about NASA learning opportunities, send an email to educationpodcast@nasa.gov. Thanks for listening. NASA Student Opportunities is a podcast production of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.